Watch this video.
Hello, friends. Recently, I was in a situation that I wish you could have been with me at. I got away with some of the very first families that began this work, this mission that we call Watermark, about 18, 20 years ago together here in Dallas. And we were with friends who were exactly where we were when we started this work. And we were trying to encourage them about the things that they needed to do so they could experience what we've experienced in the cities where God has us at work. After we got through encouraging them, we realized the very things that we were telling them that they needed to make sure that they were going to do are the things that we had to make sure we were doing right now. And the day we stop doing these things is the day we are done.
You have to be committed to God's Word to read it through, pray it in, live it out, and pass it on.
Pray a lot and just believe that God wants to do this through you. He's going to do it through someone. Why not me?
Not about being comfortable and what things you like, but it's about being on mission every day for the Lord.
Everything we do, we need to consult God first and pray about it.
We use Scripture as our conscience, our authority, and our guide, and how we counsel one another.
It can never be enough just to come to church or attend church. We have to be the church.
It's about what God plans to do through His people, not what you hope He does with your plans.
Care for your student and children's ministry because they are your future.
Meet people where they're at and not be afraid of what they're bringing in and love them enough to not have them stay there.
You've got to bet the farm on community.
A lot of times we were not taking ourselves too seriously. We were taking the Word of God really seriously, especially in the area of children.
Make sure you don't sacrifice your family for ministry.
As a leader, it's important not to only teach well, but to have a teachable spirit.
The excitement you'll find in starting up a new church is just seeing and God allowing you to participate in life change, telling somebody about Jesus.
People would say, why don't we have this ministry, or when are we going to start this? And the answer from leadership was always, rise up, you know, take some leadership and do it.
Let people have responsibility that are willing to do the work.
We must acknowledge and confess our brokenness in order to be a healthy church.
Don't believe the lie that there's anything in your life that you can't share with someone. Be fully known.
Because you have received much grace, you've got to extend grace to others.
Don't get married to the methods, but stay focused on the mission.
Live in the light. Live authentically. Share your struggles, because that will draw people closer and will impact them for Christ.
Full devotion should be normative for every believer.
Conflict is something you should look at as an opportunity for God to do something great that you should run towards, not something you should flee and avoid at all costs.
Remember to have fun and encourage one another and have a great sense of humor in the midst of it all.
It's a sin to bore a kid with the gospel, so don't do it.
Don't be afraid to think outside the box to reach the next 100 people.
These are the things that anybody who is strongly in love with Christ is always going to tend to. We want to be people that are biblically based. We want to be firm where God's Word is firm and flexible where it's flexible. We want to be fully devoted. A lack of devotion to Christ is what's not normal. Full devotion is normal for a believer. We want to be grounded in grace. We want to eagerly extend to others the kindness that we have received. We want to be passionate in prayer, making sure that we do it not just in action, but in attitude all the time. Individuals that are authentic in our walk, that the goal of our instruction is love from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. We're going to be committed to the uncommitted, building relationships with people, not to convert them, but to love them because Christ gave His life for them, and so should we. We're going to be individuals that are going to be relevant and innovative, not looking to make things work with our own little petty preferences and styles of music and dress, not holding on to traditions because it's the way we've always done things, but where the Bible is flexible and there's a better way to do it, we're going to radically do it better. And we're going to be people that are committed to community, practicing to one another's Scripture, admonishing the unruly, encouraging the faint-hearted, helping the weak. We're going to be people who love each other and gather together, not just weekly, but day after day, not attending services, but tending to the Lord's business. This is what the church does. And when we don't just talk about these things or do these things, we don't just have a great history to look back on, but we've got a future that we can't wait to experience ourselves. This is why our best days are not behind us, but are still to come.